Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber, striving to be Lumber One.
Jillian Wiesenberg is the South Central Early Learning Hub Director for the Douglas Education Service District. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good today, and you're here to talk about Preschool Promise. Tell us more about it.
I am. It's a publicly funded preschool through the Early Learning Division of the state of Oregon, and it's a no-cost, you have to qualify preschool. It's full-time. It's high quality. It supports parents as being the first teachers. It has preschool teachers who are highly trained in early education and similar fields. They have a low teacher-to-student ratio, and they provide a really strong learning foundation for children as developmentally appropriate. So they get them ready for kindergarten, and they have hands-on, play-based instructional activities such as literacy, math, science, physical education, music, art, and social-emotional learning. And to qualify, people need to be citizens of Oregon. They need to be up to 200% of the poverty level, and an example of that would be a family of four could make up to $52,400, and then they need to be 3 or 4 years old by September 1st.
So talk about preschool in general. That's kind of evolved over the years. More and more districts have options available, and it seems like the data has shown that when kids are in a strong preschool program, wherever they get it, that's a big foundation to getting them in, getting them started in kindergarten.
Yes, absolutely. That these days, kindergarten seems to be more like some of the skills that kids need to learn in first grade. And so it's really critical to get that early start before kindergarten. And so this is really helpful to get children ready so that when they get into kindergarten, they feel comfortable, they know how to function in a classroom, and they also have some of the skills that they need so that they can just move forward. I've been excited because some of our public schools have taken on Preschool Promise. For example, we have North Douglas Elementary, we have Sutherland East Elementary, we have Brockway Elementary, we have Elkton Charter School, Myrtle Creek Elementary, Yonkala Elementary, and in Myrtle Creek, we have Wildflower Child Care, which is a child care center. And the Early Learning Hub is the one that enrolls and qualifies all of the children so that we would be the contact, and then we would send the qualified applications to the Preschool Promise sites.
So does that mean then if any of the places you just mentioned, if a child goes there, then what they're going to get is pretty consistent across the board from all these locations?
Absolutely. Yeah. There's really rigid criteria as far as the curriculums and quality. Yes, it would be very, very consistent. And the state also sets, what the criteria is, what the curriculums are. And the teachers are really highly trained. A lot of them are have elementary school, degrees. And so, yeah, it's really, really high quality. It's exceptional.
How long has Preschool Promise been around?
The hub here, we were one of the first in the state. We started about 3 years ago in all of these sites.
Interesting.
And the Cow Creek Tribe of Umpqua Band of Indians also has a site that they run and they enroll themselves. But they've been one of our original ones, too.
Now, you're under the umbrella with Douglas Education Service District. And not only are you involved in this work here where folks are listening, but also I know that sometimes this involves places over in Klamath and even Lake County as well.
Yes, we have the largest region. It's about 19,700 square miles. Yes, we have Preschool Promise in Klamath, and we have Preschool Promise in Lakeview. We have it there at their Head Start. And so it's really, really exciting. It's new in Lakeview, and we've really tried for a long time. And so to get something there. So we're excited about having Preschool Promise in the whole region. The parents that have sent their children to Preschool Promise, their kids stay in Preschool Promise, and they can stay in there for 2 years. And there's just been such a feeling of satisfaction with all of the sites that once kids get in, the parents want them to stay.
Now, is this a day-long program? Is it a half-day program? I know those can vary for younger kids.
It's 900 hours a year, however the particular site wants to, you know, divvy out the hours. And so it's the same as full-time kindergarten. So some sites could be Monday through Thursday. Some could be, you know, every day of the week. It depends on the site.
And if people want to get involved, maybe they've got a youngster that would qualify. Maybe they have a grandchild or somebody else around them. What's the process of going through and getting approved to move forward?
The process is to call us, or we have a website, but that's probably long to put on the radio. But the phone number is 541-957-4809.
And
I just wanted to add, that foster children are considered zero income. So if anyone is a foster parent, please feel free to call us too.
And is the process for applying, I mean, is it pretty lengthy? What's the turnaround time of getting moving?
If we get all the documents, we can qualify a family in one day. So what we need is just verification of their address. We need verification of their income and that their child was 3 by September 1st or 4 by September 1st. And we can actually get them qualified and sent to the school as a verified student in one day.
Is COVID-19 impacting how this is being carried out?
It hasn't yet. Right now, we have all of our preschool promise sites in person, but it would be dependent on the school districts, you know, because the sites are mostly in school buildings. And so currently, they're all open, but we'll just have to kind of see what happens. I know that all of the sites are taking the COVID-19 safety measures very seriously, and they're really, you know, doing what they need to do. And especially at the school districts, they are school district employees, so it is run the same as it would be in the school district.
Anything else people ought to know about Preschool Promise, as if this has gotten their attention?
Just that children are just having a great time. And I know that right now, you know, that there's a lot of children are feeling the concerns of adults with COVID-19. And I think it is a place where children can go and play and be with other children. This age range right now is so critical. And, you know, as far as children being with other children, it's just so important for them to learn their social skills. There's different, you know, ages that are more critical than others. And 3 and 4 is really, really important for that social interaction and to learn how to make choices and to learn how to get ready to be in a classroom.
Jillian Wiesenberg, the South Central Early Learning Hub Director with Preschool Promise and the Douglas Education Service District. Thanks for being on this morning.
Well, thank you. You have a good rest of the day.
8:40 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.